We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Moran. We're in the middle of the second chapter in the second half of Likutei Moran. We'll be starting from paragraph Vav. So far in this chapter, this was a Shir given on Shabbos Chanukah, and it's a complex, a little bit long Shir. Rabbi Nizal started off speaking about Toida, about Thanksgiving, and he spoke about Halacha, the study of Halacha, the final conclusion that results from a debate in Torah Shebaal Peh, in the Oral Torah. And Rabbi Nizal went on to speak about a woman being able to give birth when she's going through difficulty in childbirth. And then Rabbi Nizal went on to speak about revealing the light of truth and shining it into the different types of Dibur. He spoke about four types of Dibur, a Dibur of Ashirim Kroivim Lamalchus, a Dibur of Tzedakah, and another two types of Dibur. And he spoke about shining the three names of Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Elohim, Hashem, into the four sections of Dibur. Then Rabbi Nizal went on to say that the perfection of Dibur is Loshna Kodesh, the language with which Hashem created the world, the language of the written Torah. And Rabbi Nizal said that Loshon Kodesh is very much connected to Shabbos. We know that the Torah tells us that the speech, the words that a person speaks on Shabbos, should be different than the weekdays. And Rabbi Nizal mentioned the concept of Eved and Ben, a servant versus a son, that the 6 days of the week are compared to Eved, Sheshes Yomim Ta'avoid, whereas Shabbos is referred to as the sun. Rabbi Nizal made reference to Noach when Noach was born. Vayoled Bein, Vayikro Shmoi Noach. Noach means Menucha, rest, like Shabbos, and that's associated with Bein, a son, which is associated with Simcha. But when Noach was born, Hashem promised Ze Yenachameinu Mimaseinu Mitzvon Yedeinu. This child will console us from all depression and bring us to Simcha, real Simcha. And Rabbi Nizal says, we finished the previous paragraph, paragraph Hey, when Rabbi Nizal said that when it was Zoicha to Loshna Kodesh, which is connected to Shabbos, then we're able to draw the holiness and happiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. And this is where we left off. We have one other very important concept that Rabbi Nizal is going to speak about in paragraph Vav, and then he's going to go on to a famous story in the Gemara and show how that story brings together many of the concepts we've spoken about. In this next paragraph, Rabbi Nizal is going to speak about Achdus HaPoshut, the oneness, the simple oneness of Hashem, versus Pe'ulois Mishtanois, different creations. Paragraph of Validei Zeh Shemamshichin Kedusha Shel Shabbos L'Sheishis Me'achoil, by drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, Alidei Zeh Nizgale Ho'achdus HaPoshut Yisborach, we reveal the simple oneness of Hashem. The term simple here means without any variations. It's pure oneness. Ki b'sheishes simeachol, because during the 6 days of the week, heim pe'ulois mishtanois, they represent different creations. Shebechol yoyim nivra pe'ula mishuna, on every single one of the 6 days, Hashem created different things. The Torah shows us what different things were created on each one of the 6 days. Pe'ulois mishtanois. V'zeh keneged ha'seichel ho'enoishi. Now Rabbi Nizal says, this is completely above human comprehension. Lohoven zois b'seichel ho'enoishi. To be able to understand this using human rationale. She'pe'ulois mishtanois. How it's possible for different things to be created from and to be an extension of pure oneness. Hashem is called Echad, Hashem is one, And Hashem is Achdus HaPoshut, the ultimate one and oneness. And from this pure oneness came all kinds of different day and night, light and darkness, birds, animals, trees, winter, summer, all kinds of shinuyim, all kinds of differences. And Rabbein Azal says, Ki basechel ho enoishi ef shelohoven zois. With human intellect and human comprehension, we cannot understand this, how it's possible. Rakal yidei Shabbos she'anu zoichen, however, it's through the privilege of Shabbos which Hashem has granted us. She'nosan lanu Hashem yisborach matona gedoyla, whereby Hashem has given us this wonderful gift. K'mo yisham rabbi seinu zal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Hashem said, Matono toivo yeshli beveis gnozai v'shabbos shmo. I have this wonderful present in my treasury, and it's called Shabbos, and I want to give it to the Jewish people. Aideze nizgale achdus haposhut. Through Shabbos is revealed this pure oneness of Hashem. Ki Shabbos moira al emuna sayichud. Because Shabbos, the observance of Shabbos, shows our faith in the oneness of Hashem. She'onu maminim, that we believe, she'kol ha'pe'ulois mishtanois, that all the different creations which we see all around us and which were created during the 6 days of creation, nimshochin me'echot ha'poshut yisborach, they all originate from pure oneness, being Hashem. Shebora kulam b'sheishes me'achoyl. Hashem created all of these different things in the 6 days of the week. V'shovas b'shabbos. And he rested on Shabbos. A person, a Jew who observes the mitzvahs of Shabbos, shows that we believe in this. We know, in addition, just an example of this, we know that the Ten Commandments appear in two places in the Torah. The first appearance is in Parshas Yisroi. The second appearance is in Parshas Voeschanan. And there are some slight differences between them. One of the differences is that when Shabbos is presented in each one of these two sets of commandments, in the first one, it's Zochor es Yom HaShabbos Lekatshoi, remember the day of Shabbos, to sanctify it. And in the second set, in Voeschanan, it's Shomer es Yom HaShabbos Lekatshoi. We're told that Zochor refers to all the positive commandments of Shabbos, the eating of the three meals, the making Kiddush, whereas Shomer represents the observance of all the negative commandments of Shabbos. And yet we're told, Shomer v'Zochor b'dibur echod, that these two, which are opposites, positive and negative, were said in one statement. Hishmianu keil hamiyuchad. We heard it from the one Hashem. Hashem echod u'shmo echod l'shem u'lesfer sasila. Hashem is one and his name is one. Everything about Hashem is one. Despite the fact that we have all of these differences, positive, negative, day, night, summer, winter. Nimtzo, we see therefore, Shalidei Shabbos nizgale achdus haposhut yisborach, that it's through Shabbos that is revealed the simple oneness of Hashem. V'hizgalus achdus haposhut zois habechino yekore moid afilu etzlo yisborach. And the revelation of this pure oneness is something that's very precious even to Hashem himself. Kemo shematzinu, as we find in the Gemara, that one of the most important rules in how we understand the Torah is Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, that when there's one against a group of people, we follow the group. Now this is referring to the fact, ki machmas shehim rabim, because of the fact that they are many, they are more than one. Shekol echod yesh boi deya meshuna. And we know that when it comes to human beings, each and every human being thinks differently. Bechinas pe'ulois mishtanois. They are like the different creations of Hashem. U'kishehem maskimim yachad l'da'as echad. And when these diverse human beings who all think differently, when they are able to unite and unify and join together in one opinion, nimtza b'chinas pe'ulois mishtanois nase b'chinas achdus ha'poshut. This is an example of different creations, different beings joining together, becoming one, accepting one opinion, coming to an agreement on something. Sheze yokor ma'oid be'inav yisborach. This is very precious in the eyes of Hashem. V'al kein halacha kamoisam. And therefore, we decide the law according to this majority, this group of people, many people who came to agreement, who are all in agreement on one opinion. That's one reason why this is so special to Hashem and why we follow that majority, that unified majority. Vegam, another reason is, kidei shelo laharbois machloikes b'Yisrael, so that there shouldn't be a lot of conflict in the Jewish nation. Kiem loikein, because if we're not going to accept this majority opinion, this opinion of the group, kol yochid v'yochid yoimar b'daitoi, each and every individual will offer their opinion, ve'en ledover soif, and there's no limit to it. We'll go nowhere. V'yisrabu machloikis b'Yisrael, and there'll just be a lot of diversity, and no one will know any unified direction in which to go in. She'ein ze ritzoino yisborach, and that's not the will of Hashem. Ki ritzoinoi rak bibichinas achdus haposhut. Because the will of Hashem is oneness. Ki kishenizgala bichinas achdus haposhut lemato. Because when there is unity revealed down here on earth, when many are able to join together and unify down here on earth, nizgala achdus haposhut yizborach. This brings about the revelation of the oneness of Hashem. Bibichinas, as we say on Shabbos, at the holiest time on Shabbos, which is Shabbos Mincha, we say, Ato Echod, Vishimcho Echod, Umi Ka'amcho Yisrael Goyechod Boretz. You, Hashem, are one, your name is one, and who is like your nation, the Jewish nation, one nation in the world? This teaches us, Shalidei Achdus Shenizgala b'Yisroel Lamato, that it's through the unity of the Jewish nation, when it's revealed down here on earth, Nizgala Achdusoi HaPoshut Yisborach Lamalo. This reveals the oneness of Hashem up in heaven. The oneness of Hashem referring to the unification of kindness and harshness, Chesed and Gvura, Kaviyochel, male and female, Hashem and the Shekhinah, Hashem and Elohim, all the different things that represent the different facets of Hashem, how Hashem appears to us, all merging together and joining together into oneness. Any questions, please, before we begin this story? What we're referring to, what we're speaking about here, seems a little bit theoretical. We don't understand yet. How does this, what do I do with this? In Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal has several chapters expounding on this Torah. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, I hope to bring in some of that. When we come to the end of the Torah, we'll bring in some examples from Likutei Halachos as to exactly how this applies in our life, in our Yiddishkeit. We know, for example, the first mitzvah in the Torah requires a male and female joining together, becoming one, to the extent that when they marry, they go under one name. Originally, she has a family name, he has a family name. When they come together, she takes on the husband's family name. And many other examples of this we'll see, Mi'at Hashem. Now, Rabbeinu Zal is going to introduce one of the most amazing stories in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Rebbe Eliezer HaGodol, the great Rebbe Eliezer, who was known also as Rebbe Eliezer ben Kurkinus. He is the first rabbi mentioned in Shas, in the beginning of Brachas, and he is the last individual rabbi to be mentioned all the way at the end of Shas. And he was the rabbi, the official rabbi of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara tells us many incredible things about him. And the Gemara says that usually the law follows Rabbi Eliezer. And yet we're told there was a debate between Rabbi Eliezer and a group of rabbis regarding a certain type of oven that's made from parts, different parts connected together. And the question was whether we consider this all as one or do we consider it as separate individual pieces? And based on how we look at it, it's going to determine whether it's mekabel tuma, whether it's vulnerable to become tame or not, and when you take it apart. This oven was called tanur shel achnoi. Achnoi is a certain type of a snake, a serpent, like a boa constrictor that wraps itself around. Rabbein Azal says now, v'zeh b'chinas maisa de Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol b'tanur shel achnai. The story appears in the Gemara Baba Metzia, page 49. Ki Rabbi Eliezer halacha kemoisei b'chol mokim. A voice from heaven actually came out and said, the law follows Rabbi Eliezer everywhere. V'yoroitze laharois shezocho l'shleimus hadibur. And Rabbi Eliezer wanted to show all the other rabbis that he had achieved perfection of speech. Dehainu shleimus ribua hadibur, which means perfection in all four categories of speech. Shezoichen lozeh al yidei halochais kanal, which a person achieves by perfection of halacha, as we learned in the beginning of this chapter of Likutei Moran. V'alkein omar, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer tried to bring proof to show the rabbis that he was right. He showed three different miracles. At first he said, Choruv Yochiach, the carob tree will prove that I'm right. And then he said, Ama Samayim Yochiach, the stream of water will prove that I'm right. And then he said, Kosle Beis HaMedrash Yochichu, the walls of this Beis HaMedrash will show that I'm right. And finally, he said, Baskol Yochiach, a voice from heaven will come forth and declare that I am right. Dahainu arbo chelke adibur anal. Rabbein Azal says these four examples that he gave actually represented the four categories of speech that we discussed previously in this Torah. Ki hatzadikim hem giboire koyach oisei devoroi. Because tzadikim are very powerful, and they create the speech of Hashem, kavyochol. We know that Hashem creates the world and maintains the world through speech. Bidvar Hashem shamayim naasbu uberu apiv kol tzivon. We're told that the tzaddikim, they're the ones who prepare the speech of Hashem, kavyochol. Kemuva b'zoyer kodesh, as the Zoyer kodesh points out, Sheheim oisim umanhigim im hadibur kiritzoinam, that the tzaddikim are the ones who build up and create the speech of Hashem, and they're the ones who control it as they see fit. V'alkein rotzo Rabbi Eliezer laharois sheyesh loy shleimus ribu adibur, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer wanted to show these other rabbis that he has perfection of speech. V'alkein yochol la'asoy semadibur kirtsoinoi, and therefore he has the ability to use his speech to make whatever he wants happen, that things should happen according to his will. Dahainu, meaning even l'shanoi sateva kirtsoinoi, to cause miracles to take place if he wants it to be. Al yidei shleimus diburoi, through his perfection of speech. V'hera zois bi'arba dvorim, Rabbi Eliezer showed this to his colleagues in four ways, Shehim Bechinas Ribua Hadibur, which correspond to the four categories of speech that we discussed previously in this Torah. The first example was Choruv Yochiach. He said, let the carob tree prove that I'm right. And he caused a miracle to happen related to that carob tree. Ze b'chinas hadibur shel tzedaka. Rabbi Nazal says this corresponds to the speech of tzedaka, of charity, that we spoke about earlier. Ki choruv hu b'chinas tzedaka. Because a carob is associated with, represents charity. Ki choruv noiten oisoi rak ledoiros. Because the Gemara tells us that a person who plants a carob tree does not intend to benefit from it at all whatsoever themselves. K'mayshom Rubi Gemara, as the Gemara says in Tainus, page 23, a carob tree takes 70 years to produce fruit. So the person who's planting it, generally, let's say, who's 20, 30 years old, doesn't expect that they're going to be enjoying its fruit. And yet they go ahead and plant it. Why? The Gemara says that a person who planted a carob tree was asked about this, and he said, "Ano alma becharuva ishtakach." When I came into the world, I found carob trees in the world. With kihechi deshosli li avosi, just like my parents or my forefathers planted for me, ano nami shasli lebenoi. I am also planting for my children. I'm not planting for myself. I don't intend necessarily to partake from this fruit, but I'm planting for others so that others will be able to benefit from it. Nimtza shehechoruv hurak ledoiros. So the carob tree is something that's being planted for future generations. Kemoi hatzdaka. Just like when a person gives charity, they're also preparing for future generations. Kemoi shom Rabbi Chiya, as Rabbi Chiya says in the Gemara Shabbos, ki oso anya. When a poor person comes to you to ask you for a contribution, akdem le'rifsa, give him bread right away. You know why? Ki hechi delikatmu levneich, so that when your children will need, others will give them also. Galgal hu shechoizer boilam, because money is a wheel that turns in the world. One minute a person has, and the next minute the person doesn't have, chas v'shalom. So just because you're in a position today that you have, and you're even able to give others, your children might not have. So therefore, if you are being given an opportunity to help poor people now, do it, so that when your descendants will be poor, people will be willing to help them also. So we see that the charuv represents tzedaka. Amas hamayim, a stream of water, zebchinas tshuva, that represents the dibur of tshuva that we spoke about earlier. Bebchinas shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem, as the pasuk says in Eicha, when it refers to the Jews having committed so many different sins that brought about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and the prophet says, pour out your hearts like water to Hashem. Pray to Hashem for forgiveness. So we see that tshuva is associated with mayim. That's the second type of dibur we discussed earlier. Then Rabbi Eliezer said, if I'm right, let the walls of the Beis Medrash start caving in. And sure enough, they saw the walls start bending downward. And the Gemara says at that point, Rabbi Yehoshua, who was one of those who was arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, said, go back. Don't interfere. This is none of your business. You have no right to interfere in our discussion of Torah. And the Gemara says that the walls remained bent in. They didn't go back all the way so as not to insult Rabbi Eliezer, and yet they didn't continue going down so as to comply with Rabbi Yeshua. The walls of the Beis Medrash remained bent in a sense. Rabbi Nazal says, Zebechinas Ashirim, the walls of the Beis Medrash, that represents wealthy people, Shehem Kitel Shehakol Poinimboy. The word Koisel, the Gemara says, is Kitel, like a mountain to which all turn to. Wealthy people are ones who everyone turns to them, everyone likes them, everyone wants to befriend them. Ki oyhave oshir rabim, as the pasuk says Mishlei, that a wealthy person has many friends. V'hakoyel poinim el hashirim, all turn towards the wealthy people. V'zehu Kosle Beis HaMedrash. So that's the term Koisel. Ketel. Ketel Shehakoil Poinim Boi. The term Beis HaMedrash, Rabbi Nizal says, Bechinas Dorshe Hashem Lo Yachzeru Chol Toiv. The Pasuk says, those who seek Hashem, the truly righteous people, the tzaddikim, they don't lack anything. Dahinu hatzaddikim, Dorshe Hashem, Shekol Tuv Nimshach Mehem. The Dorshe Hashem are the tzaddikim, who all goodness emanates from them. So that's the Koisle Beis HaMedrash, the Ashirim, the wealthy people who are the supporters of Talmidei Chachamim. Ach Tzadikim Mahani Zechuyusayu A'alma. However, the Gemara tells us that Tzadikim, their merits, their good deeds benefit the world. Adidhu Loi. For themselves, they choose not to use it. They use their good deeds, their merits, to help others. Ki hatzadikim biatzmom ein lohem klum. Because when we look at the tzadikim themselves, they live generally in poverty, very simple. Rak mamshichim kol tuv el hoylam. However, they serve as vessels and pipes to draw all kinds of goodness to the rest of the world. Kamoishom Rabbi Senuzal al Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa, as the Gemara says about one of the great tzadikim, Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa, Kol ha'olam nizoin b'shvil Hanina b'ni. The entire world is being nourished because of my son Hanina, because of his merit. V'Hanina b'ni da'iloi b'kav charuvin. And my son Hanina, he makes do with a small bag of carobs. That's what he lives on all week. V'alkein, and therefore, ho'ashirim nekroim kosle beis hamedrash. The wealthy people are referred to as the walls of the Beis HaMedrash. Shehem Ketel Shehakol Poinim Elav. They are like a mountain which all turn to. Al Yidei Ashirusam, because of their wealth. V'chol Tuv Sheyesh Lohem, and all the good and wealth that they possess, Nimshach Lohem Mebechinas Beis HaMedrash, really comes to them via the Beis HaMedrash, via the Tzadikim, the Talmidei Chachamim. Hainu bechinas dor shei Hashem, the true people who seek Hashem, lo yachzeru kol tov, who are not lacking in any goodness, shemehem nimshach kol ha-hashpois hanal. It's through them that all shefa, all blessing, comes to the world. So, Rabbi Nizal already explained the choruv, the carob tree, and the walls of the Beis HaMedrash. And also the amas mayim, the stream of water. Now we come to the fourth one, the final one, where Rabbi Eliezer said, if I'm right, let a voice from heaven come and announce that I'm right. And sure enough, a baskol, they heard a voice from heaven that said that Rabbi Eliezer is correct in all of his arguments. And the Gemara says, the rabbi said to the baskoil, sorry, this is not your decision. The Torah was given on earth. The Torah was given for us down below on earth here to decide the decisions. Stay out of it. Rabbi Nizal says now, baskoil zebechinas malchus. The term baskoil represents malchus. Ki hakoil yoitse mishis is koin dekone. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the voice of a person, the sound that comes out of a person's mouth, comes up via the six rings of cartilage of the windpipe. Bechinas sheish malois lakise. As it says, the throne has six steps leading up to it. And this corresponds to the six midois that lead to the malchus. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, and Yesoid. They are referred to usually as Zerampin. That's koil. We mentioned this once before, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word koil is made up of two parts. The letters Kuf Lamid, 130, which is 5 times 26. 5 times the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, representing 5 spheroids. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hoid. The Vav represents Yesoid, the sixth sphera, which is Yesoid. And Koil, which represents all six of these, that's these six spheroids. Bas Koil, the daughter of Koil, refers to the Malchus. The Malchus is called Bas Melech many times, the daughter. In the first story in Sipurim Isis, Rabbein Zal speaks about a king who had six sons and one daughter. And again, the daughter represents the Malchus, which is called Bas Koil. Nimtza Shehera Rabbi Eliezer Barbo Dvorim Elu. What Rabbi Eliezer was showing the rabbis through these four miracles that he showed, Sheyeshloi Shleimus Ribua Hadibur, that he achieved perfection in all four areas of speech. Dahainu Bechinas Arbo Chelke Hadibur Anal. However, despite all of these signs and miracles that Rabbi Eliezer showed, the rabbis ignored it. Ki yochid v'rabim halacha karabim, because one of the major rules that the Torah is defined by is this rule, that when there's a majority and an individual, we follow the majority. When there's a group of people versus an individual, we follow the group. Because this is very precious to Hashem. Because this is like the act of creation, where many diverse things came about from pure oneness. So here, when you have a group of people with different opinions, and they join together, they unify to form one opinion, that's very precious in the eyes of Hashem. And that's superior. That's greater than any other individual opinion. Shezeh bechinas Shabbos kanal. That's the concept of Shabbos, which is this Achdus HaPoshut. Vezeh shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why the Gemara says that one of the rabbis met Eliyahu HaNavi right after this. And he asked him, what is Hashem saying to all of this? To this debate, and Eliyahu HaNavi responded, Hashem is saying, Nitzchuni Bonai, my children, defeat me, go ahead, win me, I want you to win me, Hashem said. I want you to override even me in your observance of the Torah. Hainu, Shebechinas Ben Shelohem Nitzach. There's a secret in this. Hashem was saying, Bonai, the Ben was successful, was victorious over the Eved. Hainu shebechinas ben shelochem, shelochem nitzach. Ki ze sherapim maskimim ladas echod, ze bechinas Shabbos, bechinas ben. Because when different people are able to join together and unite in one opinion, that's Shabbos, that's the holiness of Shabbos, which is the concept of ben, the concept of the son. I gave the example before of Zohar v'Shomer. There's another example that I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld, from the Zohar HaKadosh, that we say about Shabbos, Vayevorech Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i Vayekadesh Oisoi. Hashem blessed the seventh day and He sanctified it. These two terms, Bracha and Kedusha, are usually opposites. Bracha is Kohen. The Kohanim are the ones who bless the Jews. Koi sevorachu es b'nei Yisrael. We read this yesterday in the reading of the Torah of Parshas Nosoi, the blessing of the Kohanim. The Leviim are referred to as Kedusha, v'kidashto es ha-Leviim. Kedusha, bracha, represents expansion, openness, poiseach es yodecha, chesed. Kedusha means restrictions, boundaries. Don't do this, don't do that. That's Kedusha, the concept of Kedusha. Shabbos is Yichud Brocha Kedusha. It's the combination of Brocha and Kedusha. Vayevorech, Vayekadesh. Hashem blessed Shabbos. Shabbos is Brocha. Shabbat Shalom Umevorach. And Shabbos is Kedusha, Shabbos Kodesh. It's where both of these merge together and become one. It's called Yichud Brocha Kedusha. This term Yichud Brocha Kedusha, the first letters, Yud, Beis, Kuf. 10 plus 2 plus 100 equals 112, which is the unification of Hashem's two major names, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and Elokim. Yudke Vavke is generally the name for kindness. Elokim is Hashem's name for judgment. Bringing them together, 86 and 26 is 112, which is this union between Bracha and Kedusha, which is Shabbos. Any questions? We continue. Veze bechinas ivdues Hashem besimcha. Now Rabbi Nazal is expounding further on the chapter of Tehillim that we started with, Mizmor Lesoido, Hariu Hashem Kol Haaretz, Ivdu Es Hashem Besimcha, serve Hashem with happiness. Hainu, what this is referring to is, Lahamshich Simcha Lebechinas Eved. We want to draw Simcha, which is Shabbos, into the Eved, into the 6 days of the week. Bechinas Matat, which is represented by the chief angel in heaven, who is the one who Hashem gives him control during the 6 days of the week. We spoke about this earlier. Bechina Sheish Yisimei Achol, who is referred to as Eved. Vizehu, and the Pasuk continues, De'u, know, understand, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, that Hashem is Elokim, they are one. Bechinas Achtus HaPoshut, this is referring to that simple oneness of Hashem. Shekol hashinuyim heim echad. All the differences, all the diversity is really one. Sheze nizgale al yidei shenimshach hasimcha shel Shabbos l'sheish yisimei achol. We reveal this when we're able to draw the joy and happiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Shehein bechinas eved. The 6 days of the week are referred to as Eved, Sheishes Yomim Ta'avoid. Okay, so we see here that union between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim. Know that Hashem is Elokim. They're really one and the same. I mentioned in the past from the Tikkuni Zohar that if you take a look, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei has a numerical value of 26. 26 in Hebrew is Chaf Vav. Chaf is 20, Vav is 6. But the way I pronounce it, Chaf, it's as if it were written a Chaf and a Pei. Vav, it's as if there were a Vav with a Kamatz under it and then another Vav. If you take a look at the additional part, the filled out portion of Chaf Vav, it's Pei Vav. The filling out of the Chaf is the letter Pei, Chaf, Vav. And the filling out of the Vav is another Vav. Peivav 86 is Elokim. We see that Elokim is inside of Yud Kei Vav Kei. They're really one. And now Rabbeinu Zal goes back to connect this to Chanukah. Veze bechinas Chanukah, ki yemei Chanukah hem yemei hoidah. The days of Chanukah are days of thanks offering. Shehu bechinas sheyashu olam haba, which is the main pleasure that we're going to experience in Olam Haba, in the world to come. Bechinas Halochos, which is also tied into the final product of a discussion in Torah, which is Halocha, the final verdict. Shalidei zeh zoichin l'shleimus hadibur. And it's through the combination of these things, praise of Hashem, and the study of Torah in its purest form, that we're zoichin to perfection of speech. Al yidei hizgalus ha'emes, through the revelation of truth, as we saw in the beginning of the chapter. Veze bechinas hashemen shel ner Chanukah. And this is the concept of the oil of the Chanukah candles. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, tumecha ve'urecha le'ish chasidecha. Sha'al yidei hachasodim, dahinu bechinas halochois, nizgale oyer ho'emes. The word tumecha means your sincerity, your simplicity, tam, v'urecha, and your light, le'ish chasidecha, belong to your righteous person. Rabbi Nazal says, b'chinas tumecha v'urecha. Through this is revealed the light of truth. Emes is miloshin tam, showing complete whole. Veze bechinas Hashemim, this is the oil of the Chanukah candles, shehu bechinas oyer ho'emes, which represents the light of truth. Bechinas, as we find, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, shlach oyercha va'amitcha, send us your light, your truth. So we see that the oil, the light of the Hanukkah candles, represents that light of Emes. V'tzorech litnoi somuch la-pesach. And the Gemara teaches us that the Hanukkah candles must be lit near the entrance to the house. Bechinas pischei picha. The word Pesach means opening, referring to the opening of the mouth. Hainu hadibur, referring to speech. Hainu ho emes meir behadibur kanal. This refers to that light of truth shining into the dibur, as we quoted previously in the Torah, the three names of Hashem, Kel, Elohim, Hashem, Diber, which represented three facets of truth shining into the dibur. Bibchinas Pesach Dvorecho Yoir. Let your opening words shine forth. Again, shining with truth, this oir of Emes. Vazai Nimshach Hasimcha Shel Shabbos L'Sheishis Me'achol Ayidei Loshna Kodesh Sheushleimus Adibur. And when there is this perfection of speech by the three measures of Emes shining into the four sections of Dibur, we have a total of seven corresponding to Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. Then we're zoiche, through the Simcha of Shabbos, by drawing the Simcha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, through Loshon HaKodesh, which is perfection of Dibur. V'ze bechinas Chanukah, and this is also reflected in Chanukah, because the Gemara tells us that the word Chanukah is made up of two words, Chanu, Chofhei. The Jewish people rested from their battle against the Greeks on the 25th day of Kislev. But Rabbi Nazal says, Chonu Chofhei Bechina Shabbos Naicha. Resting, that represents Shabbos, the day of rest. Sheboi Mekusher Loshna Koidish, to which is attached holy speech. Shehu Bechinas Koi Sevorachu Beloshna Koidish. As the Pasuk speaks about when the Kohanim give the blessing to the Jews, it says, bless them like this, exactly like this. And the Gemara says, in Loshon HaKodesh. So Shabbos, which is the day of blessing, is Loshon HaKodesh. V'hasimcha shel Shabbos meir l'sheishis me'achol. And the joy and happiness of Shabbos shines into the 6 days of the week. Sheheim gamkein bechinas Chanukah, which are also represented by Chanukah. We just showed how Chanukah is associated with Shabbos, Chonu, to rest, the day of rest, Shabbos. Now Rabbein Zal gives us another configuration of the word Chanukah, which is mentioned in the Zohar Kodesh, that the word Chanukah is the word Chanoich and the letter He. Bechinas Chanoich, Malach Memtes, Eved, Sheshultanasi B'me'achol. The Gemara tells us that there was a person by the name of Chanoich who lived in the beginning of creation. He lived for 365 years, and then it says Hashem took him. And we're told that Hashem took him because Hashem was afraid that if he would remain in the world any longer, he would be spoiled, harmed by all the evil in the world. So it says Hashem took him up to heaven, and Hashem made Chanoich into this Malach Memtes. He became the Malach Memtes. The Zohar Kodesh mentions this in many places, and it gives many proofs to show this. There's a pasuk, Chanoich Lanar al pi darkoi, educate a youth according to his derech, and Nar is a term that's used about this Malach Memtes, this youthful servant of Hashem, Kaviyoch, this angel. So the word Chanukah has Chonu in it, Menucha, Shabbos, and it also has Chanoich in it, who represents the 6 days of the week. The Zohar HaKadosh says he's the angel who rules during the 6 days of the week. Bibechinas ze yenachameinu mimaaseinu umitzvon yadeinu. These two combinations, the Shabbos and the weekday, the Chonu and the Chanoich, show us that the joy of Shabbos serves as our consolation from the struggle, mima'aseinu, me'itzlon yodeinu, that we have during the 6 days of the week. Bechina simcha shel Shabbos, shenimshach l'sheish tzme'achol. This is teaching us this message about how important it is to take the joy of Shabbos and bring it into the 6 days of the week. How do we do this? Many ways. One of the ways is that every single day, today is Sunday. We said this morning, Hayom Yom Rishon Bashabbos. Tomorrow we're going to say, Hayom Yom Sheni Bashabbos. We're connecting each one of the days to Shabbos. From day one, we're remembering it's day one of six work days, but I'm excited, I'm happy. Why? Shabbos is coming. We just completed a Shabbos. I'm still high from yesterday, from the previous Shabbos, and I'm looking forward to the next Shabbos. The Gemara says when a person is shopping during the 6 days of the week, they see something good, wow, I'm reserving this for Shabbos. Always remembering, and by remembering, thinking of Shabbos, remembering Shabbos, a person feels that joy and excitement even during the 6 days of the week. Vezev vayhimi keitz shnasayim yomim. Rabbi Nazal gave this shir on Shabbos Chanukah when we usually read Parshas Miketz. It was at the end of years. Miketz haynu soif bechinas halachos. Miketz means the end, which means the halacha. The halacha is the final decision that we arrive at after going through a long discussion, listening to all the different opinions about a matter. Shehem shashu olam haba. That's also the pleasure of the future world, the world to come. Shehu basoif, which is at the end of time. Vizehu shnosayim yomim. Shnosayim means two. Shnosayim also means years. Shana is year. Shnosayim is 2 years. And yomim is days. Rabbi Nazal says this refers to a Gemara in Chagiga. Kemaim Rabbi Senazal, al hay bar be rav dechad yoima. The Gemara tells about a certain student who had such respect for his rabbi and such respect for Torah that he would travel 6 months from where he lived to come to the Beis Medrash. He would be there for a day and then go back, travel 6 months going back. And he was called the student of the yeshiva of one day, Shohoya Mitztayer. And this student at one point was feeling terribly pained about that maybe what he was doing wasn't really right. Ad shedorash loy Rabbi Yochanan, until Rabbi Yochanan expounded a pasuk, where the pasuk says, Va'oisi yoim yoim yidroshum. Hashem says, me, they will seek me out a day and a day. Shayoim echot b'shana, choshuv shana. Rabbi Yochanan expounded that this pasuk teaches us that one day of a year can count like an entire year if a person uses that day properly. Vezehu shnosayim yomim. Bechinas hayomim shenechshovim l'shonim. This is referring to the days that are considered like years al yidei limud halachos, through the study of halacha. Bechinas yoim yoim yidroishun. And now Rabbi Nosson Zalei is in parentheses, ugemar pirush haposik al pi hatoranal. Rabbi Nazal did not continue to explain and interpret the rest of that pasuk. I don't remember. It's possible that in Likutei Halachos, Rabbi Nosson Zal might continue this discussion. I'll try to take a look. We mentioned earlier in the Torah, we spoke about the heart as being the general, the king in the body. And whenever there's a crisis, everyone comes running to the general, to the king, to get instructions, to know what to do. So all the blood from all parts of the body rush the heart. And this could, chas v'shalom, destroy the heart. And when the crisis is over, the blood recedes. It goes back to its normal circulation. Rabbeinu Saleitz now, u'besho shehalev b'tzora, when the heart is in crisis, gam horeya b'tzora, the lungs are also in crisis. Ki horeo hi kium haguf, because the lungs are what keep the body alive also. Ki horeo mekayemes halecho levana umamsheches halachluches laguf. The lungs are what water, what provide moisture in the body and maintain the moisture of the body. Ki haguf yeshloi tnuois, because the body has movement which dries out the body. We know that movement causes dryness. Movement causes sweat, in a sense, that the moisture leaves the body and the person becomes dry. And therefore, one of the main parts of the body that ensures the continuity of the body is the lungs, shemam sheches lachluchis, which draws air conditioning, moisture, into the body. And when the heart is in crisis, she'oz hadamim oilam v'shoytfen alev, then the blood comes up and rushes the heart, v'azai halev doifek b'tfikos g'doilos. Then the heart starts beating very quickly. Azai horeo menasheves neshivas g'doilos. And then the person starts breathing deeply, gasping for air. V'azai nisyabe shoreo. And then the lungs become dry. And this can cause the body to become dry. The shemen hu refua lahareya. Rabbi Nizal says oil is a cure for the lungs when a person is suffering a respiratory ailment. Kama shoim remoilam, as is commonly known among people. Ki hashemen melachleach, because oil moisturizes, oil lubricates. This is the oil we spoke about before, the oil of the menorah. Shehu bechinas tikun hatzara. That's the solution to the crisis. Ubatchilo kishahat tzadik betzaru betzara. In the beginning of a crisis, when there's a major crisis, and the tzadik is in pain and he's in crisis mode, kama v'kama neshomoi sheboilam azevoilam haba mekoinenin umisablam al tzaroi. Many, many souls in this world and in the upper worlds mourn and suffer along with the tzaddik. V'gam hashchina mekoinenes, and the shechina itself, the divine spirit of Hashem, also moans and laments. Ki afilu al damim shel rishoim hashchina mekoinenes, because we know that even over the blood of wicked people, when their blood is spilled, the shechina cries over this and moans over this. How much more so when a tzaddik is suffering, he's going through major crisis, how much more so the Shekhinah suffers over this. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, whereas when the tzaddik is healed, when he's cured, when the crisis is resolved, then everyone is consoled. V'nimshach simcha l'kulam, and joy and happiness flows to everyone. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, vo'er po'ehu va'ashalem nichumim loy v'la'avelov. I will cure him, and I will extend condolences to him and to his mourners. Shalidei refuasoi, through the refuah of the tzaddik, nimshach nechomo l'chol ha'avelam anal. All the other souls that are mourning with him and the divine spirit of Hashem are also receive consolation, Hainu Simcha Kanal. They also receive this joy and happiness. Now Rabbeinu Zalei's one final closing paragraph, Veda, and you should know, Shemizmor Lesoida, this chapter of Tehillim that we've been discussing throughout this Torah, Humesugol Lemakshalele, is very beneficial and helpful to a woman who's going through difficulty in childbirth. Dahainu loymaroise, meaning to recite this chapter in Tehillim. If at all possible, she should recite it herself, or if she's in so much pain or struggle that she can't, her husband or whoever else is with her should recite this chapter of Tehillim. Kiz mizmor lesoido roshe tevois mal. Because the first letters of the first two words of the chapter, Mizmor Lesoida, are Mem and Lamed, which is 70. Bechinas Shivin Kolin Shel Hayoledes Shetzoyekes Koidom Aleida. This refers to the 70 screams that a woman has to give forth in childbirth before she can actually give birth. Kemuvas is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. V'yesh b'mizmor ze kuf samaches oisiois. And there are exactly 168 letters in this chapter of Tehillim. Kuf Samaches Hu Chesed Ba'atbash. If you take a look at this number, 168, and you use the code of Atbash, where you switch the first letter of the Aleph Beis with the last, the second one from the beginning with the second one from the end, so a Kuf becomes a Dalid, a Samach becomes a Ches, and a Ches becomes a Samach. So it becomes the word Chesed. Shalidei HaChesed Bechinas Halochois HaHoylota B'Nekel Kanal. As we saw in the beginning of this chapter, that when a rabbi withholds halochas from his students, the Gemara said he's withholding chesed from the student. So halocha is synonymous with chesed. And these halochos are what are needed in childbirth. We said that the blood needs to flow. Halichos hadamim. When the blood first rushes, the blood goes out of the legs, the blood rises to help push the child out in childbirth. So through the chesed, b'chinas halochos, ha'hoylodah b'nekel, this assists in making the birth easy, without major pain. Now Rabbi Nazal continues, v'yesh mem gimel tevois bozeh mizbor. There are 43 words in this chapter of Tehillim, ki kishui leileid hual yedei sheyesh klipa shehi oimeres gizayru gamli gamloch loi. The Torah tells us a story during the time of Shlomo HaMelech. There were two women that gave birth to children at the same time. One of the women actually fell asleep on her child and ended up suffocating the child, killing the child. And she claimed that the living child was the one that was really hers. Whereas the other one, whose child it really was, said, "No, it's my child. Your child is the dead one." And Shlomo HaMelech had no way of knowing who's right here. So he looked at both of them, and with his great wisdom, he said, "I have a solution. There's a question here. We're not sure this living child who it belongs to. We'll split him. We'll slice him in half. You get half, and the other one gets half." So the one whose child it was not said, "Gazairu, slice him. Cut him in half." The other one, the true mother of the child, was saying, "No, chas v'shalom, no way, no matter what, you know." The first one said, "Gamli gamloch, if I can't have a child, you can't have a child either. Gamli gamloch, also to me, also to you." And this is referred to as the battle cry of the Sitrachra. The Sitrachra says, "Gamli gamloch, cut, kill, I can't have, you can't have." So Rabbi Nazar says that this is the klipa that causes problems, struggles, difficulties in childbirth. Ki einoi roitze sheyetze la'avir oilam. This klipa does not want to allow a Jewish child to come out to the world. Ukeneged ze, corresponding to this, yesh mem gimel tevois bozeh ha'mizmor, there are 43 words in this chapter of Tehillim, keneged b'chinas gam hanal, to oppose that klipa, that gam, gamli gamloch. Because this chapter of Tehillim has a secret power to help a woman who's going through difficulty in childbirth to be able to eliminate the difficulty and bring about the successful birth of the child. Baruch Hashem. Once again, this chapter in Likutei Moran is not easy at all. It's a difficult chapter. It has a number of difficult concepts that are not easy to see exactly what they are and how they connect. We try to go through it slowly and carefully. If you look back, you'll see that each one of the pieces here connects. Rabbi Nazal explains what it represents, and he connects it to something else. And he builds a major, major picture out of this whole Torah, connecting the topic of praise to Hashem, halachos, Chanukah, childbirth, speech, and where speech draws its light from truth, and all the different facets of speech. Then he spoke about the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos. And then he spoke about the heart and the lungs and the process of childbirth, exactly how it works. I hope, Belin Eter, for the next year, I'll try to prepare a little bit of Likutei Halachos that'll make things a little bit clearer from this chapter. Any questions, please? If you need to follow inside, we'll send out the references. Otherwise, I may just quote. I won't necessarily read a whole piece, but quote some of the concepts that Rav Nosson Zal uses as to how this Torah is applied in practical life. Wishing everybody a wonderful week, a healthy summer. We should be together to learn and to understand and be able to apply everything we're learning correctly. To be even in these difficult times, to be able to find ways to praise Hashem, things to thank Hashem for, and to be able to study Torah and to have clarity in Torah, to get to the halacha, the proper halacha, and be to the achdus in Klal Yisrael, that the whole message of Sfira, the 49 days of Sfira, the tshuva for the students of Rabbi Akiva, and trying to get to a place of unity, with when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, it was given from a place where Klal Yisrael was completely united. Should be zeichet to see the final gula, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.
Shkaya, thank you very so much. Kol tov, Agit Chodesh.
All the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Agit Chodesh. Thank you. Agit Chodesh, thank you.
Chodesh tov.